So is it your first music festival, or have you played other festivals?
No, we've played a lot of festivals, actually. This summer we've done Reading and Leeds, Glastonbury, Isle of Wight, Secret Garden Party. We've had a long summer.
Rock and roll looks so much fun, but a lot of hard work, I imagine?
I don't know if hard work is the right word, because it's so much fun, but it's tiring. It's tiring fun.
I mean, you're part of the Jacks. How do you actually describe your sound?
It's Britpoppy. It's a bit like Pete Doherty and Thurston Moore had a baby. That's what I'm going to say.
That's an interesting kind of description there. What do you really feel is most important to you? Is it the performance, or do you think it's learning the songs, writing them, developing stuff? What's your favourite part of it all?
I think for me it's the lyrics, because I'm very obsessed with words and reading, and so for me it's that. But I think for the others, it's different things. The others, it's probably more musical, but I really like writing lyrics.
And who would you say, if you really had to pick one artist, was really the person who influenced you most?
Beck.
And how old were you when you started being in a band? I mean, you look a lot younger than you actually are.
Yes, and I looked much younger when I was seven, probably. And I was seven.
I don't know, you could pass for seven now.
I was 7 years old and my brother was five. You could say that was the start of the band, because we've got new members. Like, I met Ollie at school a lot later on, but we've been in the same band since that age, so a long time ago.
Quite a history there. So what about family influences? Were your family quite supportive? Were they musical themselves?
My mum worked at Polydor for quite a long time, and my dad worked at the Mean Fiddler, so yeah, my dad's very, very into music, and my mum is as well, but they're quite different music, actually. But yeah, I've always had it around me. Neither are musicians, weirdly enough, so I've sort of found that myself, but they both always played us music of all different kinds when we were children, so yeah.
And have you ever considered the sort of solo route, or has it always been bands for you?
No, I have, and it's something that I want to do, and I also want to do other band projects with other people. But the Jacks is, first of all, it's the way that we can get to do that, because if that's successful, then we can all do the other things that we want to do. I think it's the most raw version of what I want to do with music, and then probably when I experiment with other stuff, it'll be a very different. I don't know, but yeah, I do want to do other stuff.
So how important is it to do your own work rather than doing covers or something of that sort?
Very, because I've always just written songs. I wouldn't feel like myself if I didn't, so that'd be weird.
Yeah, what gigs have you got lined up next?
We're going to Amsterdam to do London Calling Again. We're going to Hamburg to do Reeperbahn. We're going on tour in Germany with the Subways later this year. I don't know if we're now allowed to announce this, but we're going to New York with the BBC. Yeah, lots of stuff.
International touring bit you've got going on. Going to be international stars.
I don't know about stars, but we're definitely trying. I'm going on holiday, basically. I've never been to half these places. So.
What is it that you see yourself in 12 months doing?
We're going into my second year at university, so I'll be stressed. We will have just done a summer as well, because summers are very... Yeah, no, they are strenuous, actually, because you do a lot. And it's very hot as well. I don't really like the summer. I'm a bit of a... Yeah. We'll do another summer of festivals. Probably have gigged abroad quite a lot. I think we want to go to Japan at some point, because we've just put out an album there, or about to. So there's a lot of travelling. Probably less UK stuff, but a lot of travelling. And so September next year... I don't know. We could be releasing an album. I've got no idea, to be honest.
What is it about Japan? Because the Japanese people seem to embrace British music. You know, you hear of bands that maybe were around for a while here, but then you don't hear them anymore. And they're massive in Japan, or bands you never hear of over here that are huge in Japan. And you think, no, they're never in this country. What is it about Japan?
I want to write a song called Big in Japan, because it's like a cliche. They're big in Japan. I think we'll be big in Japan, just because they like weird, for a start, and they like novelty. We're not novelty, but they probably would take us as that, which is fine, because they just like that. But I think they're quite an obsessed culture, and they like not just the music, but they like the t-shirts and all the stuff that comes with it, which I guess everyone is a bit like that. But yeah, Japan's just a weird one. But I've never been there, and I really want to go, so I'm fine. If we get big in Japan, then I just want to go there.
You just want to go there to write the song, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. I want to write the song now.
Well, tell you what, when you write that song, will you promise to send us a copy to BCB 106.6 FM?
Yeah.
So, but of course, this time next year, you'll be back at Bingley, maybe?
Yeah, maybe, because it's a much bigger festival than I thought. There's loads of artists that I really like. Cast and Ash, Super Furry Animals. I knew they were here, but I didn't realise that everyone else was here. Carl Barat as well.
Yeah, it's quite a mix, isn't it?
It is, but it's geared towards what I like, which might just be a coincidence. But there's big names. Peter Hook. There's really big names, actually. There's lots of them. so it's cool.
What is your favourite gig you've ever done?
Bingley Live. Yeah.
Excellent.
That was very good. We got to play loads of new songs and we played them actually quite well, which we haven't done before, so that was really fun.
Excellent stuff.
And I like it up north. I really like Northerners. I want to say that. They are the nicest people in Bradford. I insulted a man because I said he sounded like he was from Leeds. This man said he liked my accent, and I've never had that before because I don't have a particularly strong accent. But this man was like, I really like your accent. You sound like Oliver Twist, which I liked. And then I said, you sound like you're from Leeds. And he just gave me this look. And so I'm never going to do that again. But yeah, people from Bradford are very nice.
Have you ever had any major kind of mistake happen on stage?
Yes, loads. We're a very mistakey band. I've fallen over before. I've fallen into a drum kit. Jake's fallen over loads. I've, like, broken guitar. All of it. The whole works.
The whole works. But you live and learn.
Yeah, we do. Or we just carry on doing it. I don't know.
So you've just got this mini album.
Yeah, it's called Depop Music and it's for Germany. But it's our two EPs that are out in England put together. And then we're doing the same in Japan as well. Slightly longer, that's a proper album in Japan.
Well, I'm certainly going to look forward to listening to some of this.
Francis, who played before us, I want to mention them because they were really, really lovely. They were the Bradford / Leeds, don't talk about Leeds people. They were really, really nice and really good. Really good musicians.